Page 81. Communication from the past. Smoke signals. One of the oldest forms of communication in history is sending smoke signals. Indians, as well as many others, used these signals to send messages, transmit news, signal danger, or gather people together. Sometimes, tribes had created a unique signal system of their own, while in other cases, the signals were known to everyone. For example, one puff might mean attention, two puffs meant all was well, and three puffs meant danger or trouble. Today, smoke signals are used when a new pope is being selected in Rome. Black smoke tells us that a new pope has not been selected, but when white smoke appears, a new pope has been chosen. Page 82. Letter pigeons. Another very old communication network is the system of messenger pigeons. Pigeons often had a small piece of paper written with important messages. This was attached to their leg. Sometimes they carried the results of sporting events, for example, from the Olympic Games. In modern times, white pigeons are released at the beginning of each Olympics to remind us what an important role they used to have. Pigeons were also very important during times of war, when there was no other way to get messages between places. Morse code. Morse code is a sound system that can be used to send messages. It's a series of tones representing a letter of the alphabet. From the 1890s, it was widely used on board ships for communication. A special tool was used to create the sounds. For example, one short sound and one long sound represent the letter A. Three short, three long, and three short for SOS represent emergency conditions and a call for help. This code is international. Pilots and air traffic controllers are often familiar with Morse code. Page 83. Telephone. Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone in the 1870s. At first, it was the telegraph that could only transmit the sounds of Morse code with one-way messages. Bell discovered how he could also transmit speech. And on March the 10th, 1876, the telephone was used for the first time with Bell's famous words to his assistant in the next room. "Mr. Watson, come out here. I want to see you." The telephone was a great improvement to people's lives and has developed greatly since then. It continues to improve communication.